Good morning, honorable members, the committee's staff, delegates from the department, and everyone who is present in this meeting. First, please accept my apology. Can we wait for some few minutes? When I note here, we only have got 1, 2, 3, or now 4, and then myself. That means we only have 5 members. We only need, because it's not a presentation now, it's a meeting. Can I?
We need 6 members.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Because if it was presentations only, we would have needed probably 4. Please bear with me. Where I stay, there's no electricity, so I had to find a place where I can have one. And as soon as I get into my office, you will see the handsome face. For now, the challenge I'm having is that I'm told there may be no electricity for the whole day. So I had to find a place where, okay. Can I give ourselves almost, I want to say 3 minutes, and I hope by 8:05. The problem is that we don't have time, honorable members. We have to finish the meeting by 9:45, latest 9:50, because we've got the mini plenary sitting from 10 o'clock onwards. And we are expected to have the budget vote debate by next week, Tuesday. So that's the only day that we have now. Okay, thank you, honorable members. I think we are almost sufficient to continue with the meeting. The main purpose of this meeting obviously is to finalize and adopt the report of the budget as well as the annual performance plans. I must state from the onset that I'm sure we all know the importance and the critical nature of the work that we do. Let me appeal from the onset. I will find a way and a day where I will address some of these issues. Let me just appeal to honorable members that whatever work that we do, let's treat it with the extreme responsibility that is required of us, and remain focused on the task at hand. I always say that none of us come to meetings without ideas or issues to throw for the benefit of that meeting. At times I feel that we come to meetings as if we didn't have ideas and wait for someone to say something said, then we respond to what that person has said. Constructive engagement in meetings, it means opinion must be expressed, and based on that expression of opinion, we look at what is it that can lead us to reach consensus. In the event it doesn't lead to consensus, obviously we've got a way of addressing that issue, including the fact that it's not a crime to disagree, but the nature and the manner in which we disagree remains very critical. And we apply what is allowed in the rules of parliament, that when parties or when in a committee we do not reach consensus, then the only way of adjudication is to go for a vote on the matter and the matter gets settled. So I will appeal to all of us as we deal with those issues. Let's remain focused on what is at hand. Leave some of the issues that may not necessarily help us. I've always argued that I've never done early childhood development because I know that I'm dealing with people who are very matured adults who understand, who have taken that oath, that they will act in a manner that is in the best interest of our country and the citizens. So the privilege that we have, let's use it very productively for the benefit of our people. Having said so, honorable members, let's because as I said, that we may not have all the luxury of time that we have. Can I check on the apologies?
Good morning, honorable chair and honorable members. No apologies received for today's meeting. Thank you, chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Ayanda and Ari, I go straight to the point. Can we go to the flag the report? Honorable members, like I usually do, I'm not opposed to anyone to go on the main body of the report, including polishing up grammatical issues, because sometimes we must say also the rush that we had to follow to finalize the report on presentations that were made just a few days ago. It has got its implications. So we are open to grammatical corrections, body content, but we request that we must be more focused on the issue of the observations and findings, as well as we look at the proposed recommendations for the entire process of budget and as well as the APPs. But because we have read the report with us, if there are any other matters that honorable members feel that we should attend to in the entire body of the report, that to me must be is welcome. But can we go now, with your permission, on the findings and observations? I may not see any. Is there any matter? You know.
Chairperson, yeah. Kevin Malam here. Chair, you could comment on the body of the report. And just before we go to the observations and findings, I'd like to do that for 1 minute, if I may.
That's fine.
Chairperson, on page 2, the last paragraph talks about the NEXA and CEF performance plans for the year under review. And it says that the reason for not presenting is that NEXA and CEF are Schedule 2 state-owned entities. And in light of the aforementioned, NEXA and CEF do not table APPs. Now, you will recall that when that was brought to our attention, I asked for and the committee agreed to obtain a legal opinion on that matter because I believe that that is not correct and it is not legally valid. I think it's a bad legal interpretation that has been provided. We haven't received that, and for it to be included in our report as a statement of fact then suggests that we agree with the department's position that we don't have to review the Nuclear Energy Corporation and the CEF. So I would argue that that paragraph is misleading at worst, but really we need to rewrite it in some way that to suggest that we have asked for legal opinion. Or we are seeking clarity from Parliament as to whether this is in fact the case. That's the first issue. The second one is on page 9, Chair. And this is about the nuclear new build program. Now, I don't disagree with what's being said here, but there's just a bit of a contradiction in the second last paragraph where it says the DMRE will implement the nuclear new build program at the scale and pace that the country can afford. Then the next sentence says the DMRE have issued a Section 34 determination for procurement of 2,500 megawatts to NERSA for concurrence. My problem, Chairperson, is that we have not been provided with any evidence whatsoever about the affordability and the scale at which this nuclear new build will proceed. All we've been told is that we're going ahead with it. Here's a Section 34 determination for procurement, and we can do it. We don't know the cost implications. We've been provided with a levelized cost of energy for nuclear of $5,000 per... I'm going to get this wrong, $5,000 per megawatt, which, if I recall correctly, was the figure that was quoted in 2015 as the levelized cost of energy for a nuclear new build. Now, the problem that I've got is that internationally, the average price of new builds is somewhere in the $8,000 range, not $5,000, which means that we are basing our assumptions on outdated information, incorrect information, and we're not getting the information we need to determine whether we are actually complying with that decision in the IRP, which is the scale and pace that the country can afford. We have not been shown any affordability, and so I think that to say that we approve of this or that we must go ahead, I think is also a little bit misleading and disingenuous. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Malam. Maybe let me deal with the first issue. Yes, Honorable Matang.
Chair, on the second point, I think the Honorable Malam missed an opportunity during the presentation by both NNR and the department through Mr. Mbambo. If you recall, Chair, I insisted that Mr. Mbambo, through the DG, explain the issue of nuclear new build program to ease our conscience that the country will procure at a pace and scale in which the country can afford. I even said I even asked what role, advisory role, both NNR and NERWADI played in advising the department to continue with the procurement. And it was explained there. Now, if we want to debate that further and we want more information, that can be done in another meeting, Chair. But this is what transpired in a meeting and this is what was reported. So I'm just saying the report as it is correct, Chair. What Honorable Malam is raising can be discussed with no doubt in another meeting so that we interrogate whether we can afford or we can't afford. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, can I help you? The body of the report is not a reflection of the discussion of the committee. It's a summary of the report submitted by the department and its entities. That's what it is. It has got nothing to do with the committee. If they report this, it must be captured in terms of what is reported. The second part, which is half or partially for the committee, but also what the department has reflected on, is that based on what the department has reported, you then make observations and findings. Then you recommend. That's where your committee views are expressed. They are at the level of recommendation. Now, let me try and help honorable members, because I was also looking at this thing. I agree with honorable members on the issues that they have. And obviously, if you have not exhausted or resolved on those matters, they remain issues that we can carry them as observations and recommendations. One, I have not reached the point where I was going to state where I think there are certain areas that may not necessarily reflect on the views or findings or observations of the committee. Can we take even the first point? What was the first point? In my view, take us there. You see, the first point, the first point, for instance, Honorable Malam is correct. We can then say the committee noted the correspondence. When you deal with the observation, the committee noted the letter of the department that both NEXA and SEF are not necessarily required to table their annual performance and budgets to Parliament because they are Schedule 2. Then on recommendations, that the committee recommends that a legal opinion be sought as it believes that these entities are supposed, that view or whatever we put it, that position is not necessarily a correct and an accurate one, even in legal terms. We then leave it at that. But we can't change what has been said in and reported to the committee. Then we can take that as observations when we deal with observations and findings and recommendations. Secondly, on the issue of the nuclear build, we can still say the same thing, which is I don't think Honorable Mashaule, and in fact, I don't think Honorable Mashaule disagrees or shares a different view. And then the committee has also noted that the department has talked about whatever 1, 2, 3, including what the scale and pace and the amount of what is projected. And then we can say on the recommendation, the committee recommends that the department should come and brief it on the nuclear bill program, including the pay scale and affordability that it believes it is sufficient to make such an undertaking. So there is nothing that stops us from doing so. The reason we say the body just reflects what was said in terms of the report of the department. We can only contest whether the department raised that issue or not. But for us, it will be difficult, obviously, to make a recommendation when you have not made, it's not that you can't make a recommendation when you have not made an observation on the same matter. Equally, it does not necessarily mean when you have made an observation, you are compelled to make a recommendation. So can we keep that part and allow members, if they want to fit in? There are certain other issues myself that I feel, as we're preparing the report and going back to think, that we never took them into consideration. And if it needs be, we can meet members on those issues. Will members please be comfortable? I'm saying you are not wrong. There's nothing wrong with what members are doing. But can we, in the meantime, be thinking about the reformulation when we come to observations and findings? Equally, if we then have to make recommendations, let's look at a way that we can reformulate, or we can formulate a view. So it doesn't mean all the recommendations that are here are cast in stone. There could be other recommendations that members feel that are out there. They should have been expressed here. It just helps to ease the work. Equally, when we do with observations, it will be the same story. If members allow me, but I'm not saying it's wrong to touch. That's why I said, if members want to touch on the entire board of the report, they are allowed. But I think that's the explanation we can give for now. If members accept, can we then go to the observations?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I'm unclear about your what you just said about the body of the report, where there are inaccuracies, because it's one of those that I'd like to point out.
No. There's nothing wrong to point on inaccuracies. The point I'm saying is that, for an example, if my view on what the report says will be reflected on the observations and the findings, but mainly it will be on the recommendations. For instance, I'm saying the point that Honorable Malem is raising, that the committee contested the letter of the department, that because these are Schedule 2 entities, they are not supposed to table in Parliament. I'm saying he is correct. It was never, the committee did not agree with that, but that's what was stated. Then we can take that in the observation. Then yes, the point that is raising on the seeking legal opinion, it must reflect, I'm not saying it is out, it must reflect under recommendations that the committee recommended that we must seek a legal opinion, must be sought as it believes that submission by the department is not correct. So it will reflect on recommendations.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Chair. I do understand that. Can I just refer you, though, to page 8, paragraph 4, where there is something which is completely contrary to what the department said.
Okay.
There you are, paragraph 4. The department has resolved the long-standing regulatory uncertainty in respect to the mining charter with Black economic empowerment ownership omitted at the exploration phase. Well, that's completely opposite to what the department told us and what was in the department's presentation. They said it was required at exploration stage. So then we had a discussion, if you recall, about whether or not this was correct. The department told us this was correct. So this is not what the department told us.
Okay. Is there any take from? I see your hand on it. Please accept my apologies. I don't always go and check on the hands that are raised. So what you say is supposed to be the real or correct formulation, Honorable Lorraine?
Well, I think the entire sentence is incorrect, because it seems to me that the department has not resolved longstanding regulatory uncertainty in respect to the mining charter with BEE ownership, the status of BEE ownership, because the department said that it was required, and I drew attention to the fact that the minister had said that it wasn't required. So what I would like to say in the sentence to say is the department has not resolved the longstanding regulatory uncertainty in respect to the mining charter, with the status of BEE requirements for exploration unclear. And then I would like to put into the recommendations that the department clarify what the position is.
Okay. It's not that I can't go back to that report. Let me check. Can you help me, honorable members, in the meantime, or the department? Babum says, I see only you who's a no bam. Oh, I see no mamu kamete is here. You are deadlocked.
Chair.
Honorable Marshall.
Can I just understand something? Probably through you from Honorable Lorena. Because I remember the department saying exactly what is on the sentence. Is the contradiction where he is saying the minister said contrary to what the department is saying? If that is the case, we probably will get the way forward. I just wanted to understand that. Is the sentence inaccurate because on a separate occasion, the minister said something different to what the department...
No, if I may break
wait,
in there...
Wait, Honorable Lorima, so that when Honorable Mashaule answer it in full, now I'll give you a chance because he's requesting you to provide clarity. Relax. Okay, Honorable Mashaule. Oh, okay. Yes, Honorable Lorima.
No, the sentence as it stands is incorrect, because when the department presented to us, they said that BEE was required at the exploration phase. This sentence says they had resolved the longstanding regulatory uncertainty with BEE ownership omitted at the exploration phase. So this sentence is completely incorrect in terms of what the department told us. The department said you needed BEE. This sentence says you don't need BEE for exploration. So this sentence is factually incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Honorable Matthews.
Well, if Honorable Lorima had that BEE is required there, we probably need to give him a benefit of the doubt, because we agree with what he said.
No,
well, Mr. Chair,
that is,
I would like to agree with what is there, but I think it's just factually incorrect, so we need to simply change the sentence.
Put BEE, Chair.
Wait, I think also what Honorable Lorima is raising. That's why I'm checking the department. Is correct factually is correct, but I didn't want to deal with an issue that I can't check, but is correct that BEE is a requirement from the exploration stage, not the opposite.
Then let's agree, Chair, it will be
the point that he is raising, that agreeing or disagreeing with it is immaterial, because that's what currently has been stated to the committee. Yes, Honorable.
Thanks, Chair. And sorry to have been coming in just willy-nilly. Chair, I think let's agree that it be amended in that regard, because if we are going to wait for the department to confirm, and there are others amongst us who had correctly, it's going to delay us. So let the secretariat amend it as it is, and we'll move forward.
Okay. Is there any other matter on the body? If there is none, can you now go to the observations? Point one. There, honourable members, I think it's gonna. I know there is still a very hot debate on this matter, but I'm sure all of us can agree that it sounds to be, and I was just thinking aloud when I'm on my own, it may sound like a toning down or an understatement. The truth is, those have been announced. When we say acknowledged, it might send a message that there is nothing that we are dealing with. I don't think we would be having such a hot debate if it was just an acknowledgement. There was an announcement.
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Mylam.
Thank you, Chair. Could we put in a sentence at the end of that paragraph that relates to our discussions over the past couple of weeks, something along the lines of the committee will continue to monitor the rollout of the RMIPP closely and where necessary investigate further, or something along those lines. I'm just wanting to capture the nature of our discussions.
No, can we take that when we deal with the recommendations? For instance, so that we don't rehash a debate that we have on the matter, to say the committee must continue with this matter and ensure that all avenues are explored, whatever. Can you deal with it when we deal with the recommendations?
No problem, Chair.
I'm not opposed to what you're... Okay. But all that I was saying is that when you say to me, you acknowledged, you only acknowledge if you are present in a meeting, that we say, we acknowledge so and so. But when an announcement is made, it is a fact that we have announced so and so. If you say you acknowledge Mr. Luzipho, that's something else. If you announce Mr. Luzipho as a person who is now appointed or elected to chair the committee, that is something that is announced. But to acknowledge it's a matter. That's what I was saying. Can we change that word and say what exactly happened and what the department reported? I'm not saying we agree with it or not. That the fact is, they have been announced. I assume there's agreement, and then Number two, number three, honorable members, on number three, there is something that I said it might be missing. Part of the observation was that that budget reported on the solar water heaters does not reflect, it only reflects, it was reported that I don't want to say it is reflected because it's not. It is under goods and services. That's what, for me, I think it's important to make as an observation. Because I think we must then go back and say on the recommendation that it has to reflect as a standalone, as it is almost similar to a conditional grant. Because if it is under, that's the point where it is, if it's just under goods and services, it's easy for it to disappear as a goods and services. But I think by the report itself, they said it was granted by Treasure for specifically accelerating the process of installation of solar water heaters. So that's my only part I wanted to, if members agree that it has to reflect that, unfortunately, by observation, it doesn't reflect as a program on its own. But it was stated that it falls, it reflects, it is under goods and services. If members don't have a problem, let's continue. Is there any other matter here, honorable members? Can we then include the under observations and findings, the point that Honorable Mylem had raised in particular?
Sure.
Yes, Honorable Mashaun.
Yeah, Honorable Mylem is correct. There should be some sentence that indicates that the department or ourselves still are monitoring the issue. But the correct term that we agreed on, Chair, if you remember, was that the portfolio committee remains seized with the matter, and will seek a legal opinion on the matter. If you remember correctly.
No, we said that one, Honorable Mashaule, must go under recommendations, the observation. I was just saying three things. One, there is the issue of the letter by DMRE that they and the two entities, SEF and Nexa, are not scheduled to and therefore are not required to table. We said let's accommodate that under the what you call it. Under the observations and findings. That's point one. Because it's under the department.
My apologies. I thought when you said the point raised by Honorable Mylem, I thought we were going to the recommendation.
No.
My apologies.
No. Then we said let's put that under observation, especially under the department. Point number two, there was an issue on the nuclear build program. We said, let's take also, I remember what I said, let's take also that the committee has noted and observed that the department, whatever in terms of the nuclear build program on a space scale and a place or and which the country can afford, whatever the wording that we said we must put there. We say let's put that as an observation, including what the department has said. We will come then, and then the third point, which I think is also is related to what Honorable Mylem says, was is contained on the observation on the on the IRP process, which we then say we will deal with it again. So when we go to recommendations, we need to bear in mind that there could be three, it will be four items that do not necessarily reflect. No, you can't put it here, leave it. We have already raised it on the first point, which is according to you now, 4.3. The point is that when we deal with recommendations, we will put that issue of the committee remaining seized with the matter and explore all possible avenues that can ensure that justice is done, something to that effect. We'll look at the wording. But the fact is, we all agree that the committee cannot just leave the matter as if it has not happened. So we will find the wording. Two, we then say the committee recommends that on the issue with regards to the departmental document letter, that the committee has recommended that legal opinion be sought as it believes that the letter is legally incorrect on what it is suggesting. Thirdly, we will then also add when we arrive there that the committee recommends that the department must come and brief the committee on its present a comprehensive report to the committee around the issue of the nuclear build program, in particular around issues of cost and affordability, something to that effect. We'll deal with those issues when we deal with recommendations. We are just parking them for now. And then the other thing that was not here, which has been, we said this, which must be also considered, is the fact that the budget on the issue of solar water heaters, accelerating the process of the implementation of the solar heater program, it must be reflecting as a standalone, as it is more similar to a conditional grant. We will deal with those issues when we arrive at recommendations. Is that, honorable members, on the observations, there is a lot which sometimes goes according to entities. So can we continue with that part of observations? We're not done, Ari. There's one thing that can you go at the top, or so that when we deal with entities, I looked at it and then I realized that we're not, yes. Continue up. I think it starts at MinTech, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. No, go up. There's something I saw. Yeah. Okay, well. Yes. I don't think on Mine Health and Safety Council, it's a language issue. Because it expresses an opinion. The committee had not expressed any opinion for now. Where it says on the issue for IR, the committee is encouraged. It should say the committee has noted, as informed, because now it makes as if already the committee has made, you can observe and at the same time you are encouraged. Should that say the committee noted that the MHSC's ultimate goal is to, then that will make more sense. But I think everywhere, including the second part, it should not say the committee. It rather says the committee noted with concern, rather than to say the committee is concerned. Because when it is concerned, it means already the committee has made, it is noted with concern. We'll find a way. Okay. Can we go to the next one? Yeah, even that one, we must take out that encouraged. Now, I think the rest, we'll correct those things, those small issues, which I think they might be more grammatical. There is only one. I don't know, honorable members, whether you want to have a take. We didn't include it's under. Wait, don't rush too much. There's a lot of language we have to change. I think that we should say the members observed that observed the issue of the turnaround time of NERSA's registration process, or of although it was explained by NERSA that the registration process, something to that effect. But there is one part, for the sake of time, honorable members, I don't know whether we members want to have a take. We didn't include it here. I'm not saying it is not important. We just realized as time was going on. And if it comes back, we might then be asked, why did you keep quiet? Let's go under the SA DPMR. I don't know whether we want to make an observation. SA DPMR, SA DPMR, they reported, as I'm putting this thing because I know it can be sensitive to members. SADPMR reported, it had reported, so I don't know whether I want to put that as an observation, that for quite some time, including this financial year, they have not been able to effect salary increases to their employees. I'm saying no member will raise an issue, even as a question in the entity. But when tomorrow the entity comes back and say, now we can no longer even pay salaries, this matter might then arise. That, but we told you before that we couldn't even effect salary increase. I don't know. I just want to leave to members. We just leave it as that, because we may then say we hope that in the committee recommended that the entity must do all it's possible so that the situation is not reported to be worse than it is currently now. Whatever the word that was, my fear was that if we leave it as that, it could be a salary increase today. Tomorrow, it could be a non-payment of salaries. But if members are comfortable that we must leave it as such, because I can stand and say not a single member in that day had raised concerns about the fact that it was not stated that salary increase could not be effected because there was no need or whatever. It had more to do with the financial state of the entities. We must leave it, ne? It's not an issue. Oh, I see someone is writing. Oh, okay, we've done. I think we've gone past. What do you say, honorable members? Must we leave it out? When you are quiet, it means let's leave it out, Ari.
No, Chair, my hand is up.
I didn't see your hand. Okay, Honorable Maling.
I think, Chair, it's correct that we capture it, because if it comes back to haunt, it will haunt us. that we note that SADPMR has not been able to effect salary increases, so that when they, like you're putting it, Chair, I think it's proper that we note it.
Okay.
So you can't leave it out, Chair.
Okay. Being the case as it may, I don't say any other hand. Being the case, of course, there is no opposition. Being the case as it may, can we now go to the recommendations? I don't know, we start with this one, on the recommendation, on the legal opinion.
Fine, Chair.
Okay. I don't understand to lose. What is this? The second one, Ari?
The second one relates to the risk mitigation, Chair.
Yes, that the committee must remain seized with the matter and explore all possible avenues in order to ensure that the matter will be properly put to rest. How is this? We use that terminology, that the committee must continue to be seized and engage with the matter and ensure that justice prevails and it is done to the best of the interest of the country. Will that not be too sufficient? How we do it on our side is a separate matter.
Sir?
Yes?
Just on that, what we say here, remember, these recommendations are directed to the minister.
Yes.
So my question is, is that, in my view, that's not a recommendation to the minister. Even the first one, Chair, that is what the committee will do. Those are not, as I say, direct recommendations to the minister. As I say, the recommendations are directed to the minister. So based on that, what we're saying here with these two must actually be observations under the observations.
Is that so?
Yeah, as I say, the recommendations is directed to the minister, Chair. And what we're saying here is what the committee is going to do.
So why are you allowing us to rephrase? Yeah.
Because, as I say, this is quite difficult, but as I say, the recommendations is directed to the minister. If you read the first one, the committee will be seeking a legal opinion on the above, on the non-tabling of APPs. So that is what we are going to do as the committee. Even the second one, with regard to being seized with the matter of the risk mitigation. Do you hear what I'm saying, Chair?
But why are you allow us to go so well wild, because we could have then done that when we're dealing with the observations as members are raising.
Yeah.
Because the problem now is that if you've got an observation on the RMIPP process as number one, then we could have added that point that furthermore, the matter still remains high on the agenda of the committee, and that would not have made a big deal. Equally, all the observations, we could have then said that it must be noted that the committee has sought legal opinion on the correctness of the letter received from the department, from the DG. So I'm just saying you allowed us to go way wide until we arrive here.
Yeah, but I was just reading it now, and that's why I
Honorable members, help me from the chair. do we take the, unfortunately, Parliament, that, yes, Lord Marshall.
I think Mr. Ariko is correct. That's how we have been dealing with other reports. When we recommend something that we want the minister to do, and I suggest that we take these issues back to the observations as they were suggested before.
Okay. If that is the case, it means we must go back and then say when the, under the it's difficult to be a chair.
So why they pay you the big bucks, chairperson?
Eh? Come on. No. How I wish. Then, yeah, I think somewhere there next to it, ne? You can just say the committee is in the process of seeking legal opinion on this matter. And then I think
with regard to the nuclear one, we'll sort that one out.
That one is gonna be a recommendation to the department, because we said the department must present a comprehensive report on the nuclear bill program, in particular on issues of affordability, pace and scale. Yes. That one is going to be there as a recommendation. The second recommendation is that it must be noted that the matter remains high on the agenda of the committee. I think that's what it will, because that's what currently the committee is dealing with.
Can you help me here, Chair?
Sir?
Ish, I'm talking alone. Sorry. I'm saying it should, that's where it's supposed to be. The matter remains a high priority for the committee's agenda, or on the committee's agenda. I think that's what it says. Then we won't have a debate, because it will remain with it. I think those two, if we deal with them, then we can go back to, is there any other matter that you want to alert us now? That
No, Chair, it was only those two.
Okay. Then there was the issue that let's reformulate it properly. The issue of the nuclear build program that the department recommend that the department present a comprehensive report on the nuclear build program with specific reference or focus on affordability, scale and pace, whatever we call it. And then I think the last two, before we go to others, is the one that says that the department, the recommendation also that one, the department must ensure that the grant from Treasury on the acceleration of the implementation of the solar water heater program reflects properly as an independent item, as it is more of a conditional grant. Then we must go to SA DPMR. I think that we should just say they must work so hard to ensure that their financial situation does not worsen than it is currently now. They must work towards improving their financial situation.
Mr. Chair, I suggest that we put in somewhere into that a requirement that they report back to us, like it doesn't get left until nobody notices. That they report back to us in 3 months.
I don't think someone can disagree with that. In fact, we should say that shouldn't we just put it simple and say SADPMR must present a comprehensive financial strategy to the committee, something that must help about improvement, present to the committee their financial strategy to improve the financial standing of the entity. Maybe we leave it at that. Will that not be sufficient?
Sounds good.
Yeah. The only thing I was taught from where I come from in the organization is that sometimes things that live are open-ended, but I'm sure you are capable. We have to, Ari, I think you're correct. Some of those things, and Ayanda, we must have a track and watch system. So that it doesn't just end as a recommendation. There must be a way to follow up what we said. I think that's what I'm suggesting. It can be like this year, but we must then go out and say I was almost at the verge of saying probably by the end of this year. But if you say by the end of this year, what Honorable Lorima says could be then a left behind process, because we don't know, they've never given us by the end of the year. We might talk about end of the year only to find out by that time we're late. But I don't want to use it. I don't want also to use the word urgent. But that's why I'm saying myself a tracking whatever system so that it doesn't just end open, you know, it remain open-ended.
Can you just help me quickly with this one, sir?
Well, we say the SADPMR must present. Yeah.
Can we say an update on their financial situation in the next term?
That's fine. I don't think it's a problem. Maybe that's much better. Their detailed financial status in the next term. That's fine. Is there any other matter that I might be forgetting that was not here, which we added?
Mr. Chair, on the chat, I've suggested a final point about what we were discussing earlier.
On the
exploration, the BEE.
Oh, okay.
So that my suggestion was as follows. Clarify the position regarding whether or not BEE requirements need to be met in the exploration phase.
Shouldn't we instead, I don't know, I don't want to put things on the, because help me, honorable members, did we ever receive, I don't know when was the last time, a status or whatever it is on the mining charter?
Chair, we didn't get an update. There's currently
There's a court case in play, Mr. Chair.
No, I know. I've heard that one. But what I'm saying, did we ever receive in the sixth parliament a presentation on the mining charter? Ari or Ayand? We did.
I can't say with certainty, Chair. Maybe Ayanda can confirm.
I can't recall in the sixth parliament. I think the last time we had
Honorable Mailam and Honorable Mashaule were not in the sixth parliament, although Honorable Mailam was in energy. Can we then say the department present an update on the mining charter processes, including clarity on the status of BEE? At the exploration stage, will that not accommodate us?
I would be happy.
Yeah, my fear is that if we might take one part on the mining chart and then take this one, yeah, I understand the point that we are making, and then say including the issue of BEE at the exploration level. If we are happy, we are good with that. Is there any other matter, honorable members?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, honorable Mailam.
Chair, if we could just go back to bullet one for a second. I'm concerned that that's very, very broad. I mean, explore funding options for rare earth elements. I think that we should be specific as to what we're talking about in terms of those funding options. So, and I really don't want to kind of be prescriptive, but for incentivizing and promoting exploration, prospecting, mining, and beneficiation of rare earth elements.
You will summarize that in the, I'm sure, Ari, can we deal with that? I don't think it's far-fetched. Remember, also, there was the issue of the contestation about at a global level on that space, especially China. Can you repeat that sentence, Honorable Mailam?
Slowly, Mr. Mailam.
Sorry?
Slowly.
You say slowly.
Okay. Explore funding options for incentivizing the prospecting, exploration, mining, and beneficiation of rare earth elements. Then, Chair, if we're happy with that, could we go down to bullet point four? Chair, one of the issues, and we identified it in our observations, but we didn't actually make a recommendation, is that we need to expedite the raising of the license threshold from 1 megawatt. And the president and various role players, from Minerals Council to Business Unity South Africa to you name it, are all saying that the threshold should be 50 megawatts. Can we put in there expedite the raising of the licensing threshold for electricity generation to 50 megawatts?
Slowly again, Mr. Milam.
Expedite the raising of the licensing threshold for electricity generation to 50 megawatts. And then, Chair, there was just one last thing. I've just lost my screen here. Hold on a second. If you go down to number 10 where you amended it, the word affordability has somehow fallen off. So if we could put in with specific reference to the affordability, comma, scale and pace of the program. Ari, you've left out a 2 after reference. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, any matter, honorable members?
Oh, yes, Chair, sorry. There is one other issue. Under 15, could we add another point, and that is update the committee on the progress of the strategic fuel fund sale of fuel. I'm not sure how we can refer to it. The strategic fuel reserve.
Chairperson?
Yes, honorable.
I'm not sure which better language can we use, but I would suggest that we don't say sale, because it was clear it was not sold, it's still in the tank. We went and we shown that the oil is there. I'm just not sure whether maybe it can be the update on the, is it not a case now? Because we were briefed that...
Investigation
of some sort. And I don't know. I agree with Honorable Malam, but we are past the period of sale. I'm not sure what we can coin and say.
I'm happy with that statement. Could we put in update the committee on the various forensic investigations and court cases relating to the strategic fuel stocks?
I think that including consequent management. No,
yes,
including consequent management steps that have been taken.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, Chair.
I don't think we just need to get to it just because. As long as there's no consequence management, we'll continue to be talking for the sake of talking. Okay. I don't think there is a... I think... is there then, if we are done, is there any move at the end of the report as amended?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the report.
Is there any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Okay, is there any objection?
Chair, not an objection. The Democratic Alliance reserves its rights.
Okay, that's fine. Honorable members, let me say this thing. I'm a very serious critic of you. I know in most cases. But you really surprised me today. If we to keep that spirit, I know we always fundamentally disagree, but I must be honest. You don't only criticize people because they do things in a manner that you believe it is wrong. But also when people do right, you need to appreciate. Most people would not even have noticed that you had disagreements today. But the manner in which you handled them, they were absolutely matured. And I appreciate the manner in which you came, the spirit of assisting each other, including formulation and other things. It's a spirit that I'm sure many of others can learn from us. So I'm really impressed with the manner that you have handled the meeting. Thank you very much. I've been crying that you want to make me great. Thanks that I always keep Chiscop so that I don't age much early. But I really appreciate the manner that you have handled this situation. And I always say there is no way we can expect that we will not disagree when we come to meetings. We come from different political backgrounds. And we're here, unfortunately, representing our parties, but we are expected to work as a unit. When we are a committee, we are not even a sitting of parliament. So I really have to congratulate. You must congratulate yourselves also that you have really risen up to the occasion and worked for the best interest of Parliament, but also of our country. On that note, it doesn't mean I must say I've accepted this thing. Doesn't mean members can't go there, because at the end of the day, you are doing this as a committee. You will go back and report to your parties or your principals. They may hold a completely different view, and that's unfortunately the nature of the situation. If it was a board, we'd say you are a committee of a board. And it doesn't mean that it cannot be changed at a board level. People can't change their views. On that note, thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting stands adjourned until we invite you. Hope to see you next week, Tuesday, and today on either of the plenaries. The meeting stands adjourned. The only thing will come back, honorable members, is the date also because now we have to prioritize the bill. There are meetings we may have to take off the agenda in order to accommodate the gas amendment bill. That's the only thing that remain ready. Obviously, the first thing we are expected to do is to invite the department to do that presentation. We think that in the same meeting, we will also look at what then becomes the way forward in tackling the bill.
Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Yes, Honorable Mahlon.
Just a proactive advice. If you can go through the cabinet statement so that you see what preparations we must do in terms of the bills that are coming to Parliament in your formulation of the program. Thank you.
We will try and do that, but there's only one thing that I know. Cabinet is an executive authority, and I've always said this thing. We will go, what is that language of yours, Honorable Mylem? We will go on a scale and pace in which Parliament can afford. even if they bring 15,
okay.
What What I think we must never do is for the executive to sit with bills and everything and then just push them to us and we run like headless chickens to accommodate. Unfortunately, we will. I don't think I'll ever be someone who handles three bills at a time. But we'll see when they're here. I would take note of what cabinet wishes. As long as parliament is still here, that is their wish, except if they those bills don't require parliament to process. But we will come back, obviously, on a serious note, we'll come back. We will take into consideration all these issues when we make the program for the bill or the bills. Honorable members, on that note, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much.
Long live the chair.
Thank you, sir.